Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Unveiled, Real Women, Real Talk. It's your girl, Coach Naima, and I'm here to introduce you to our new podcast. This podcast, Unveiled, is basically being hosted by the Lady Khadija Institute. And if you haven't heard about us, you definitely need to go to the website, www.ladykhadijainstitute.com. Well, this is the first episode, and the person that I want to start off with is this amazing, amazing entrepreneur. And she is about to tell you her story, her why, her journey, and what you are about to witness with this podcast. Are you all ready? Let me introduce you to our next guest. Everybody, it's me, your girl, Coach Naima. So I am here as my own first guest. A little bit about my journey. So I started probably a little bit more than 30 years ago, thinking about like business, thinking about teaching. So a long time ago when I was a little girl, my first idea of what I wanted to be when I grew up was I wanted to be a cosmetologist. Definitely am not interested in doing hair at all. Okay. So makeup, I used to love cosmetology, hair, makeup, all of these different things. I even created a little card that had my name on it. And then it says, don't leave home without it. If I go into the files right now, I still have that card of myself. I put a picture of myself. I was probably about 10 years old. And that's when I knew, okay, I might be a little bit different. No one is creating cards, putting their picture on it, and taking it with them as if it was a credit card. Okay. And then one of the things that I also used to do as a child is I used to love to teach. So my brothers, if you ask them. I used to basically kidnap them and take them to the room and be their little teacher when we were younger. And one of my brothers, he just did not at all like that. But that was basically what I came to know as the teacher in me. So as I got older and found myself going through, you know, grade school, middle school, running track, going into high school and college. And really, when I went to college, I really didn't have like this business mindset. I kind of felt like I wanted to work with corporate, but I really didn't have a big sense of what business life was about. And so as I carried myself on through my freshman year at the University of North Texas, took accounting, failed all three classes for accounting one, took accounting two, failed all three classes. And then lo and behold, of course, afterwards, I found myself doing bookkeeping, becoming an assistant treasurer at my place of worship. And then, of course, the love for doing business started to take place. And so this is where the journey, I'm going to say this happened about 2004. And so when people tell you that it takes a while for business to happen, it actually takes a while. So my journey started with, of course, me being a stay-at-home mom, teaching my children, homeschooling them, this, that, and the other. And then I decided to actually start working. So I really did not work while my children were smaller. It wasn't until they were actually in, I would say, about third, fourth grade, that I actually started thinking about having a job. But for the most part, I was a stay-at-home mom. So 10 years stayed at home. Then I began to work with my place of worship, worked there for 10 years. Then I was like, you know what? I was working with this program called ACAP, which is the Accounting Career Awareness Program. And it's also known as the Accelerated Career Awareness Program through NABA, the National Association of Black Accountants. Did that for over 15 years. And then in 2014, Dennis Kimbrough came and had spoken to us at the closing luncheon in Dallas. And he was just, yeah, of course, giving all of these great speeches, giving a great speech and all of these perfect examples. And he was talking about like, if you reach for the sky. You know, you want to land on the mountaintop so that you're basically not all the way at the bottom, something to that effect. But nonetheless, while he was giving his speech, I am literally in tears the whole time. And then I kept thinking in my head, there is so much more that I could be doing as an individual. So it was right then that I began to feel this power within me start to grow. And within 2 months later, I had created my business, Get It Done Virtual Assistant Company. Now, mind you, in 2004, I had already been working virtually for a company. And at the time, it was called Freedom Landscape. And although the person who owned the company lived in Jacksonville and I lived in Dallas, it was a great opportunity for me to still be able to work from home. This was a time when all of these things were not at all happening. People weren't using these terms virtual, and people weren't even thinking about hiring people that weren't in their same space. But I was able to do that for about a couple of years. And once we did that, that's when I was like, hey, I can literally work from home because I've done it before and I can still make money. Well, one of the things that I realized as working within my community is that I had an asset. And the asset was that I was able to have a strong, strong understanding about business. And that's what I began to do, help people with their businesses. So several men within our community, I was helping them with their business, not only just as an administrative assistant, executive administrative assistant, but then I started working on websites. I was creating graphics. I was creating Excel sheets. I was doing all of these different things. And one of my dear friends, he introduced me to someone. And this introduction happened in about 2015. It was a little bit after I had started my business. And from there, this is where the bigger sense of business started to grow. So I was working with Lance Lucas and Associates. So Adrian at the time had hired me, and she was just hiring me for her administrative assistant. She was working with a couple of projects where through those projects, she was doing fundraisings for HBCUs. And, you know, she had a couple of dilemmas. She was like, man, I needed to create these websites for these reunion classes. And I was like, oh, I can do websites. And then she needed this other particular thing. And I need to create this whole, you know, volunteer management. And I was like, oh, I can help you with that. I know how to put things in place. So really, it was just the grace of God, my skill set that was a stay-at-home mom. And mind you, never having worked in corporate, but just all of the skill sets that I had developed in community, creating conferences, not only just for our Muslim community, but just for, like, you know, when I was younger, I was in church and going through all these different things. So I had a great, great baseline of how to create an event and how events should be ran. And really what that started to do was to propel me into a greater role when it came to business. So again, in 2015, working with Lance Lucas and Associates, found some great opportunities where I was able to, again, work with some great people, do some great work. And then over the course of the last 10 years, I've continued to work with Lance Lucas and Associates. And then, of course, also for my own personal business, I had developed several different types of contracts. And I have another good friend that two of them, actually, I have worked with them in the capacity. We've worked in five different businesses together for the last 10 years. And so when I tell you business, it does this business thing. So let me just kind of snip all the way to 2023. So in 2023, well, in 2021, let me start there. 2021, I read this book called We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. And that book was recommended to me by a good, my business bestie, Darina Farouk. And Darina was like, hey, you know, you really need to read this book. It's amazing. And so that weekend or that week, a couple of friends and I, we were in Tulum, and we needed to drive from Cancun all the way to Tulum, which for many of you, if you do know, if you've made that trip, it's about an hour and a half. And so we knew that we couldn't listen to the radio. So I was like, you know what? I have a podcast. I want you all to listen to it. It's an Audible book. So instead of physically reading the book, I put the book, we listened to it through the Audible. And when I tell you, The first chapter, we were hooked. We literally spent the next 3 days listening to this book. We completed the book in 3 days. And when I tell you, it was so amazing. So after that trip was over, came back to Atlanta, was thinking to myself, man, who's going to join the club? And none of my friends were like even thinking about it. They were like, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But I was like, I'm joining the club. So I joined the club. We should all be millionaires. And from there, it just began to open up even more. So all of the, as we like to say, the secret sauce that you have inside of you as a business owner began to envelop. And so I began to, so we went to ROI, which is a annual conference held by Hello7. And at the time it was held in Puerto Rico. So we went to Puerto Rico for the first time for the ROI conference. And it was amazing. Talking about going to a conference and being seen. Oh man, it was amazing. So after that, I was like, I have to go to this conference every single year. And I have. And so from there in 2023, Rachel was on stage and she had offered an opportunity for people who wanted to come forward and be a coach. They were basically, she was offering them to do what she does. She wanted to duplicate herself, which of course we know is an excellent business idea and concept and strategy. And so as soon as she was like business coaching, my friends, we were all sitting on the row. She turned and looked at me. She was like, oh my God, that is so you. And I just was thinking about all of the opportunities that I've had over the last 10 years to work with business people, to give them business advice, and to help them along their way in their journey. And how many people have I counseled in the office at my place of worship, where I've had to counsel people through a lot of different things. No, I'm not a counselor, but I definitely have been able to, talk people down from a couple of cliffs on a couple of circumstances. And then, you know, just really inspire them to always be leaning toward, you can do more with yourself and your life. What do you really want? And so once that opportunity came to become a coach, I literally spent a whole year going through that whole process. Spent a great amount of money, the most money I've ever thought I could spend in a year. And I graduated from that program as a Hello7 certified coach. And so here I am sitting here with you right now as a Hello7 certified coach, but most importantly, creating my own business under the Lady Khadijah Institute. And so Lady Khadijah Institute is all about, again, managing your internal saboteurs, overcoming your emotional barriers, and using business strategy to leverage you as a Muslim woman and women of color to the next level. And within that, if you see over here, I do curated business retreats as well as business coaching, group or one-on-one. I do speaking engagements, podcasts, appearances, workshops, events, and conferences. And so those are the areas of my expertise. But right now, what I want you to be able to do as we're going through this podcast is, what you're going to be witnessing in the podcast is going to be some amazing things. You're going to be meeting some real women in the Muslim amongst women of color in these different industries, walking the walk, doing the talk. And we're going to be talking about real life circumstances, because as you know, women, we have a multifaceted lifestyle, meaning that we wear so many hats. Not only do we wear so many hats, our lives are constantly changing. And so what we want to see with that is, how is everybody managing? How are they getting through this all? So we're going to be unveiling their stories. And I hope that you have enjoyed my story for today. So many more jewels to share with you in the future. But what I want you to do right now is to go to www.ladykhadijahinstitute.com and check out the Elevated Muslima Conference. That conference is coming January 2026, the 15th through the 17th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Please peruse the page and go ahead and sign yourself up so that you can get that payment plan. So there's no reason for you to say, I can't go, because it's an opportunity that you do not want to miss. And as you sign up for yourself, bring a friend. And one of the things that I also want to encourage you to is to click on that link where it says nominate an elevated Muslima, because it is up to us to share our own stories. Who do you want to nominate in the 6 categories that we have for these women to win an award? And I know when it comes to women, we are the ones that have to acknowledge one another, and we are the ones that are going to share our stories and make it count. So let's let our legacy begin now. All right. So thank you so much for joining us for this first episode of Unveiled. I look forward to seeing you in the future. And as I'd like to say, our tagline is, where there is faith, there's fire. And where there is business, it is bossed up. See you later. Peace out.